When we're talking about stocks, it's nice to think about those different flavours in the Asian stock. And if you've ever had the pleasure of having a Vietnamese beef pho, then there's stock there using shin bones and some beef brisket, like a kilo of shin bones, about 500 grams of beef brisket, about 5 centimetres of ginger, salt, 8 cups of water, 2 tablespoons of fish sauce, a cinnamon stick, 2 star anise, cardamom pods, 2 cloves, 6 black peppercorns, and 2 brown onions. It always sounds a lot of ingredients when you're cooking with Asian or Indian or Chinese or any specialised recipe, but the outcome really is worth it. So think about that when you pick a recipe. What I find is one thing that I find a lot easier is read the recipe and down the side, put it in the method that you like to cook. Some of the times I find I go back and back to a book because the method isn't a logical way for me to cook. So I often get a bit of a pencil and scribble on the side how I like it to go. Now, one of the soups I love is a chowder. And I think with a chowder, you are doing a sauce base. So you're doing a chowder base, which is your usual couple of tablespoons of milk, brown onion really finely chopped, about 4 tablespoons of flour, 4 cups of milk. We're going to make a sauce. And you, first off, you melt your butter, add the onion and gently fry. You want it to be a soft caramel, don't burn it off. Stir the flour into the onion and cook for a minute to combine. Add the potato cubes. Then your stock and milk, and then you reduce the heat and bring it to a simmer. About 4 potatoes peeled and cut into cubes. Now, for something a little bit different, you can do a corn kernel crab meat chowder, top that with a dollop of cream and chives. You can do a cup of fresh fish pieces, a cup of prawn meat, and top with a garlic mayonnaise aioli. You can do 2 cups of cauliflower, about 100 grams of blue vein cheese, and you can top that off with some, you know, crispy bacon pieces or some great bread. I love that combination. And a leek soup is delicious. So a couple of large leeks. Instead of the onion, you're using the leeks, and a dollop of sour cream and crisp bacon pieces on top. And that is a really hearty meal. Because I find in these times when you're just starting, we're in May in Queensland, and you're getting a little bit cold. So therefore, for us, we're used to the sun, but we need that warm food. Nothing nicer than a really good minestrone. And this is a Stefano Manfredi's rice and bean minestrone. And this soup uses parmesan rind. And what I do over the months, I just take all my parmesan rinds and throw them in the freezer. And then winter comes, you just cut the waxy bit off and cut that, you know, that little bit of a heel of the cheese into little tiny cubes and throw that into your hearty soups. And it sort of melts and thickens and it's just delicious. But if you're doing a minestrone, you've got about a quarter of a cup of olive oil, 2 onions, 8 cloves of garlic, about 1 celery heart. Put the leaves in too, 2 fresh bay leaves, about 350 grams of waxy potatoes, about 125 of fresh bolotti, cannelli or similar beans, 200 grams of canned Italian tomatoes crushed, and then you can use the Canerale rice if you want, or you can just leave with the beans, a cup of flat-leaf parsley chopped, this is towards the end, and about 60 grams of that rind. And as I said, remember to remove that waxy bit, but cut it up. And basically, you're just going to be frying off the onion, garlic, celery, bay leaves, and fry the vegetables lightly, without colouring, just until softened. Add the potato, beans, and tomato, then add the water, or your stock. You could use a beef stock in this to give it a bit more hearty. Bring to the boil over a high heat, add your rice and stir to combine. And cook that for about 20 to 25 minutes. Add your parsley and your parmesan rind and simmer until the parmesan is soft. And I'd always put a little bit more Parmesan on the end when I'm serving because it's absolutely delicious and I think it just adds that extra flavour. But there's some really nice hearties, the chowder, the minestrones, change it around, change your veggies, change whatever beans you want, but the basis is there.